Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon / good evening, party people. How you doing? Hopefully your Wednesday at 5:30 in the east and 2:30 in the west and 4:30 in the central. I don't know. I'm making all that up. I know it's 3 hours in the west, so I know that much. And it's 5:30 here in the east. And it's 35 degrees. It's cold. It's cold. It like went from fall to winter. Goes that way. Let me rephrase that. It went from spring-like weather to straight winter weather. It's weird like that where I am. I'm in Maryland. It's weird like that. It's like one day it's mad cold, one day it's mad hot. You know, you just gotta, you know, deal with it. You know, just accept it for what it is, because you don't have no control over the weather anyway. So just take it for what it is. Complain a little bit about it and get over it. You know. And that's what I'm starting to notice about, you know, life and all the pressure I put on myself. And I see the pressure everybody else puts on themselves. And it's just circumstances, you know, bills and stuff. I do that to you. But I'm just realizing, not even realizing, I've known this, but it's hard to be in this position, this positive peak position. That's why I'm thinking about changing the name of the podcast, the Positive Peak Podcast. You know, instead of TC's Lounge. I like TC's Lounge, though. Well, I'll figure that out. I've never come up with a name. I just like talking. Anyway, it's hard to stay in that type of mind frame because people will be like, man, you know, nobody can be positive all the time. You know, life's so hard. Things are so terrible. Our president's so terrible. Bill, everything, inflation, the government doesn't care about us. You can go down that long laundry list of stuff that just, it's so annoying, and you're right. I mean, you can have disease, you can have terrible family situations, and cheating spouse, or a cheating loved one, or someone that's an alcoholic. We can go down the line. And if you listen to me before, you know that I've gone over that stuff and how it's unfortunate that people have to go through it, but it's one of those things that you try, because I'm not you. I'm not you, so I don't understand your situation. I never will understand your situation. But anytime I go through a rough patch or a rough time, I try to find a way through it, through positivity. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was just tired at the work. Just tired. I can't explain. Just tired, you know. And I got home, and I really didn't do much, and I watched a little TV. You know, I watch The Simpsons all the daggone time. Started to get into anime, which is pretty cool. But, so I watched a little TV, and then I just laid on the couch. 7 p.m., laying on the couch, looking like I didn't have a care in the world or responsibility in the world. I'm just tired. Some people might call that depressed. I don't know. I don't care. I don't worry about that stuff. I really don't. I won't. And then, you know, I sit there and go, well, it's not that bad. Like right now, I'm in traffic. And the car in front of me is braking as if they have 10 cars in front of them. It's pretty obvious this person either doesn't know where they're going or they're on the phone. And it looks like they didn't know where they were going because they're starting to turn off on the exit. But instead of being like, you know what, people can't drive. People suck at driving. I can't stand people. Oh, God, I hate traffic. Oh, God, life is worse. No, I'm just going to go, hey, you know. That person obviously is distracted, and just don't get in an accident with me. Don't ruin the rest of my day. Even an accident will piss me off. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm trying to be positive, but I'm not going to lie. It will piss me off. But you know what? Months down the road after my insurance has gone up, and it's hard for me to get another car, but maybe I get my car fixed, maybe I don't, but it's okay. I mean, it's okay. I feel like one of my favorite comedians, Joe Rogan, you know, everybody knows him now because he has one of the biggest or the most popular podcasts now. So in one of his old bits and old stand-ups, he talked about how, like, you have your choice of living a life. Like, you can be like, oh, life's so terrible. Oh, why people eat animals so much? Why are people so just in the way? The government is terrible. What am I to do? How am I to live? I can't get a break. Life is so terrible. Or you you could be like Ludacris. And Saturday when he goes, I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash, just see the big old ass on Saturday. And so, in that respect, that's what I want people to realize. Like, either you gonna sit around and just, or you find a positive, you find a silver lining. And it's annoying. I get it. Positivity is annoying. Nobody's positive every day. I will never say that. Like I said yesterday, I'm laid up on the couch looking like I got the worst case of depression in the world. But today I feel a lot better. And that's how I go about things, is that it's not that my life has changed completely from yesterday to today. You accept the way you feel at that moment, but you don't stay there. And so I'm not going to sit here, and I do complain, and I do have problems, and I do have situations that I wish, that I feel that is unfair to me, and I wish I had a better shake. But guess what? I don't live there. I try to live right where I am right now, and I've got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash, just to see the big old ass on Saturday. Ooh. Stuff like that. That's where I want to be most of the time. You know, and I get it, and I understand it, but if you look at the life you have, I understand things are hard. But you got to try to find the positivity, the light, the silver lining, the good side, you know, the upside in things. I mean, and that's the way I look at it. That's the way I really look at things, because it just, it helps me get through the day. Another example is, there was a meme going around, probably on Facebook, mostly on Facebook. I didn't really see it on Twitter, where it basically said the person with a bike looks at the person with a car and wish they had a car, but the person with no legs wish they could ride a bike. The person on a train wish they could fly. The person that wished they were flying wish they had their own airplane. It's one of them where you go, you can find whatever your situation you're dealing with, there's always someone else that wish they were you in your shoes. And when you think about it that way, think about it this way. I'm thinking about it, I'm all warm in here. I got the heat on, man. It's so, like, I'm choking. All right. So anyway, think about it where we live, or whoever's listening, if you're listening in America, you're in America. But say if you're not in America. Say if you're in a third world country and things aren't as fair, quote unquote, to you than we have it here in America. You know, those people still find something to be happy about at the end of the day. And that's all I'm trying to get over, is that enjoy this thing. We only get one. Now, who knows what's happening afterwards? Are you heaven or hell? You believe in that? Purgatory? You believe in that? You atheist? You believe in there's no such thing as that? That's your prerogative. That's your situation in life. And that's fine. You be that way. But while we're here, let's just enjoy this thing. Like, if you can. Like me yesterday, I wouldn't have been able to talk to you all about this like this. No, yesterday I'd have said, you know what? I'm tired of doing podcasts. Ain't nobody listening. Nobody cares. You know something? Today, guess what I think? I don't care. I enjoy doing this. I don't care if one person doesn't listen. I would love for people to hear this and feel inspired and want to be positive and want to find the better things in life. But if it never happens, I'm stopped. Today is the day I stop putting pressure on myself to beat this bigger thing, whatever that's supposed to be. And that's what I want everyone else to feel like. Just enjoy it. What's your favorite hobby? What do you like to watch on TV? What's your favorite food? I talked about this before. You don't want to overindulge on anything, but you please, for the freaking saying? Tag on it. I lost it. For the love of God, please enjoy this thing. Enjoy it. If you're, like I said, if you're in America, we got it really, really good. Most of us have central air conditioning. Most of us have heat on demand. Most of us got lights on demand. Most of us got food, delivered to us now. You know what I mean? They're delivering food to us now. We don't have to freaking move to get food. We can watch anything we want. We can go anywhere we want for the most part. That's all for most of us. And even the people that don't have those situations still have it better than most people in third, and I don't even know if fourth world country is a thing, but fourth world country. Imagine waking up to bullets every day, fathom every day, trying to figure out how you going to ever eat. You don't even want to leave your house because you could die that day. I mean, that's the situation that we all could be in, but the probability is much higher for someone that lives in the actual war zone. So just appreciate it. Like I said, what's your favorite hobby? What's your favorite food? Where do you like to go? Go there. Who do you like to talk to? Talk to them. Have a good time. Smile about something. There's always something to complain about. It's okay. It's okay. I'm telling you, it could be worse. I'm telling you right now, it could be worse. And I just want people to understand that we are, whether you want to use the word blessed or not, whatever, we are blessed beyond measure. Of course, I'm not content with my, situation. But am I happy? Absolutely. Most days, if I did an honest measurement of my 7-day week, 365 days a year, blah, 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 I am good majority days. Sometimes I'm positive, too positive, and annoys my significant other. Why? Because she always goes, hey, you can't always be positive. You got to be real. Oh, I'm a realist. I'm a realist to the day I die. But I just like living in a positive space, in a good vibe space. Let's stay there as much as we can. Let's not lie to ourselves. If you don't feel good, don't sit there and go, I feel fine, but you feel like crap inside. Nah, don't do that to yourself either. Be honest, but enjoy this thing. I'm going to go home, eat some pizza, watch some TV, work out a little bit, and be happy. And, yeah, tomorrow morning, guess what? I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to work. But you know something? I got a job. I make okay money. I can make better money. Of course I could. And one day I will. If I keep trying, one day I will. You know, and that's all it is that instead of worrying about what you can't, what you don't, what you won't, how come, just get all that negative, nasty, why not me, get that away from me. Like I said, I mentioned Joe Rogan earlier. That's one of his famous lines now. When people come around and complain and go, how come I can't, get that the F away from me. Get that the F away from me. I want no parts of that. If he don't want it, I don't want it. I don't want you to be unaware. I guess unaware, but it's I can't think of the phrase. I don't want you to be blind to the fact that things aren't going a certain way, or lie to yourself, or live in a fantasy world is not true. Now that's not good. You got to get your head checked out if that's how you live. Oh, you're not going to let me over? You're not going to let me over? See, right now, you're not going to let me over? I tell you, people suck at driving. They're terrible. No, but yeah, back to the point. Don't live in a fantasy, fake world where things are constantly positive and there's no negativity and there's nothing to complain about. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, appreciate why you can, why you're feeling good. Enjoy the little things. Enjoy the things that you enjoy, the places you like to go, the people you like to talk to, the things you like to do, more than sit around and complain about how come you have it. I don't want to hear that crap either, because we all can say how come you have it. If you have it, then go try it. And if you fail, oh, well, at least you tried. And that's it. So when you think you got it bad, somebody else always got it worse. So it's okay. Just live. Just enjoy. I'm talking to you just as much as I'm talking to me. Enjoy it. It's okay. Just live.